Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the sheriff of Jefferson Parish, Sheriff Joe Lapinto. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Joe, you know, just kind of reminiscing, I was looking at the date, and today was is actually Harry Lee's birthday. He would have been 93 years old today. He was born August 27th, 1932. So he would have been 93 today. Just a little... tidbit of information.
Happy birthday, Harry. We miss him for sure.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Joe, really excited about this topic. I had an opportunity to speak with you the other day. You told me a little bit about what was going on with your deployment of first responder drones that you hope will take place in September. Tell us about this technology and explain to us how it will be deployed.
No, I can't wait. This started probably 5 years ago. Chula Vista, California was utilizing a drone as a first responder. Now, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office has used drones for years, probably have 30 in our arsenal. Drones outside Jones, it doesn't make a difference, but they're always line of sight drones where a person, you know, launches the drone from their location, always has line of sight of that drone itself and is able to operate it. In Chula Vista, California, FAA regulations also required them to have line of sight. Well, that was okay for them because Chula Vista, California averages, you know, 62 degrees, 65 degrees a year, and you had someone on top of a roof and they launched a drone. That certainly isn't going to work in South Louisiana. I can't put somebody on a roof to be able to make that happen. But as the technology advanced, we have the ability from an FAA standpoint, they give you waivers in order to operate drones without a line of sight. So it gives us the opportunity to put 23 drones that will cover the vast majority of the unincorporated areas of Jefferson Parish, including most of the cities in Jefferson Parish also. And we will have them pre-positioned in cooled, heated charging stations on the top of a roof somewhere. And they have a 2 mile radius. So we overlap those drones from different locations of where it is. So we were able to cover the vast majority of the parish. And then we have one room that has the ability to have four drone pilots in who are listening to radio calls. And so when a radio call comes out, they have the ability to interact with that call. The call goes into the computer-aided dispatch system. So it already knows the GPS location and they say launch. And that launch will launch DFR number 3. Drone is the first responder number 3 would launch and fly autonomously. It knows that we have geofenced all the buildings and power lines and all towers and all that take care of it. But it flies to the location autonomously without the pilot intervention. And then once it gets on scene, the pilot then basically takes over the camera and puts the camera on what it wants to look at. It has been shown in other jurisdictions that have started to implement this that probably 25% of the calls to service of our road deputies can be marked up by a first responder drone. It also, you know, certainly gives the information to us a lot sooner. And I give the example of the door handle pullers that we know about. You know, door handle puller is out at 2 o'clock in the morning in the 100 block of A Street. Well, by the time my policeman gets there, 3 to 5 minutes later, they're not in the 100 block of A Street. I don't know if they're on B Street. I don't know if they're on C Street. I don't know if they got in the car, or I don't know if they're in the 400 block of A Street. But we've got to go locate them. So if a vehicle turns down that street, the burglar just jumps into an alleyway, hides until you drive past, and then they get to keep on going or get out of the area. Well, with this, we put a drone up in the air, all have thermal capabilities. They get to fly above that scene, locate the person before we even put a unit in the area, make a determination when's the best time to go in. When they get into another car, you know what? Now we're going to go take them down. We're going to go surround that car, and the person's not going to know what hit them. And so it gives us a very, very quick response time, but with live eyes on the ground immediately, you know, within a minute or two of launching a drone. Very excited about this.
Now, Joe, Sheriff, you know that you're going to have successes with this because you guys have deployed line of sight already, you know, in certain neighborhoods when certain things are happening, and you've been able to track individuals, door pullers or whatever it may be, and take them down as well, right?
Well, it gives us also, I give a perfect example, obviously, with a bad outcome with the New Orleans East missing child that was found yesterday, right? We had a very similar situation a week prior. It was a five-year-old autistic, nonverbal autistic female that wandered out of the house, ended up, we got on scene very quickly. I certainly sent our drone teams to that location, but it was still 25 minutes before my first drone team was on the ground to start launching. The child ended up being in a house next door playing with a dog and was safe and had no clue that, you know, 100 people were looking for. But at the end of the day, if we had that drone as a first responder operational from the moment we get the phone call, that drone is over that neighborhood within a minute. And so we're able to start checking the backyards that have pools in them. We're all, you know, and so because all of that is manpower, you know, even though you get 20 people on scene, you got to, okay, how do I jump this fence? How do I get around? How do I get in this neighborhood? Who has pools? Who doesn't have pools? We're pulling up Google Maps, right? You know, the drone gets to be able to search those large areas very, very quickly and gives us the opportunity to you know, check those off the list, you know, before a hand-to-hand search goes, right? You know, so having that success, we have seen it, but it's always a delay when our SWAT team gets put there, or just a drone team or a search and rescue team or whatever the case may be. And this will be, give that immediate action to be able to be there. And you think of it this way. This is 23 drones that work 24 hours a day. For me to cover a shift, that's four shifts. It's an A shift, a B shift, a night watch, and a day watch for a 12-hour shift. So this is, you know, basically four sets of eyes that are out there on patrol every single day. For us, it's 23, so that's, what, 88? 88 sets of eyes for the price of about 10.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it is absolutely incredible technology. Now, these are camera view style drones only, right? Because I know some of the newer technology, they even have armaments on the drones.
Yeah, they won't have armaments, although we will have lights on them. We do have the ability to talk on them. We're actually going to have, for some reason, it loses connection and can't fly it back. It actually has a parachute on it, so we can go get it from that standpoint, although that doesn't happen often. But it also has the capabilities to hook, you know, whether it's defibrillators to it to bring them to remote operations, or even a life jacket. So we'll have a life jacket type of drone out at Bonneville Boat Launch. So anybody within 2 miles of Bonneville Boat Launch, if a boat goes down, I can get a life jacket out to a location very quickly too.
So I know the hope is this will be deployed in the month of September. Is that correct?
They are going to be delivered starting in the month of September. I already have some of my buildings already ready for. We're working on the control center now. I hope to have all 23 by the end of the year, if not sooner. We will have them in stock, but we're, you know, working with private businesses and contractors to, you know, get all the infrastructure in place that we need to put on each location. But the vast majority of them will be finished before Thanksgiving.
Joe, let's pivot real quick, and congratulations on the deployment and best of luck on the deployment of that equipment. You know, I'm a tech guy, right? I'm sitting here and I'm a little jealous, Joe. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, I think we all are. I mean, look, let's face it. The days that you grew up in, you know, you certainly before me, but even for me, I wish we had this technology when we were coming up through. I mean, it's really fun to watch. I'm glad I'm being a part of it.
Absolutely. Let's pivot. You know, you'll be sheriff now 8 years in September, and you've already had to face in command of storm response, and we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Katrina. A lot of chatter, a lot of talk. Just your general observations of preparation, coordination, collaboration.
Well, I think, look, I'm one of those ones that I was on the nothing, but I graduated law school in December of 2004. So I left the sheriff's office, 8 months right before Katrina, and I wasn't on the job at that period of time, right? But certainly the challenges that you and Harry went through, you've made it easier for me in the future, right? And whether it's the international trucks that we have, where many departments relied off of Humvees that didn't work or anything like that, and now we've been able to not only utilize your international trucks, but replace them with a different. So we have working equipment that goes out to do it. That doesn't solve the day. We can't evacuate 400,000 people from a government perspective. But I think, you know, the older population that was around during Katrina understands the value of, let me get out of here for this. So our communication system is so much better today, right, than it was back then. So hopefully, you know, if we ever have another Katrina, we still have communications, because that was the biggest issue that you had during that storm. You know, nobody knew what another person was doing unless you were able to just get in touch with them by, you know, mouth to mouth and say, okay, go do this. And then you didn't see them for several hours before they came back and said, okay, that's done, and you do something else. And so the communication is such a big effort during those times of need. And when you don't have it, it just makes it impossible.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we worked hard in the aftermath of that to have the latest and greatest technology. It continues to improve, and it's a lot better today than it ever was, and to have a level of redundancy. I have often said, Joe, and I want your reaction to this, if you don't control it, it ain't going to happen. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, one of my comments is I only can control what I control, right? I mean, because the fact of it is I don't know when the next homicide is going to happen, but when it happens, I know I can control the response to it, right? And so I agree with you. You can expect somebody else to do it, but don't necessarily expect the outcome that you are looking for or as quick as you want it. And so you've got to have people that are, you know, responded to that, understand that that's the mentality that has to go into any type of operation. This is what we need, and this is what we need to do now. And if you can, you know, understand that that's what it is and have that clear chain of command of this is what the decision is, let's do it and let's implement it, and then we can move on to the next decision. But do it and do it now.
Yeah. Let's finish up real quick. You have your 6 month, you know, crime stats. Where do we find ourselves? And if you don't have it, I do. Looking
crazy.
At 29% reduction in murders through the first 6 months, 22% reduction in rape, 34% reduction in robberies, 4% reduction in assault, 1% reduction in burglaries, 19% reduction in thefts, and 33% reduction in auto thefts. 3,429 reported UCR Part 1 crime offenses. If that holds true in the back half, this will be, I tease you all the time, I always dreamed of getting below 10,000. I never did get there. But this will be in the, this could potentially be in the 77,000 to 7,500 range, which is unheard of.
It really is. I don't know how low it can go, Noel. I mean, last year was our lowest year ever, and we are well below those numbers this year. It really is. It's unreal. I mean, I credit our community. I credit the technology. You know, burglaries that you couldn't solve back in the day, it's because we didn't have the information that we have today. Everybody's got a Ring camera. Everybody's got a camera on the house. So if your house is burglarized, we're going to have a picture of somebody leaving that area. Even if you don't have it in your house, somebody is, right? And so the ability for us to solve crime is so much easier. The amount of things on people's cell phones, you know, gives us the ability to go solve these homicides and have nearly 100% solve rate on them. And so nobody's getting a second homicide or a third homicide. You know, the fact of it is we're solving it after the first and we don't hear about it again, right? And so it really has drove down those numbers to an unheard of level. And, you know, look, we're not going to, we had a murder of a 3-year-old yesterday or 2 days ago, right? I mean, so unreal. I can't fathom it. But that being said, the numbers themselves, when you just put the number to it, to be lower than we are, we've only had 3 years since going back to 74 that we were in the teens. Both of the other ones were in the 80s. This one was last year was 19, and we're lower this year than we were last year. You know, look, I'm, I'm happy for it, and I'm glad I'm part of it.
No, absolutely. That's when I was looking at the numbers, I was like, oh wow. And you know, one of the most impressive numbers, quite frankly, is the reduction in thefts, because that's a hard crime category to deal with, and it's a crime category that, as you well know, is the largest percentage of the reported crimes to the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to do a good job on that to keep that down, right? As you know, that was one that always continues to increase and increase and increase. And one of the ones that we do from that standpoint is we have a very robust ability to really prosecute shoplifters. And these drones are going to help that too. So now when I have a company that calls and says I have two shoplifters in the building, instead of a unit trying to get there on time before they get there, a drone will be on the scene. Yep, they just walked out the door. Okay, they're getting into this car. This is the license plate of the car. Even if I don't have a policeman on scene, I have information that I get to follow up on. And so we work very well with the DA's office to prosecute shoplifters in Jefferson Parish, and it keeps them out of the parish. It certainly is a large majority of the UCR crimes that exist. But if you can keep that number manageable, you can continue to drive down the number.
Yeah, especially when you see these horror story videos in jurisdictions around the country where they're just bum rushing these retail outlets, you know, 10, 12, 15 kids going in and just stealing everything they can get their hands on.
Well, we had an investigation into a cigarette, distribution center where it was people from California. They literally are coming across country. They broke in and ended up, getting, I don't remember how many cases and cartons of cigarettes. But sure enough, they find out about it the next morning. They contact us. We start looking at cameras. We end up getting them and start tracking the vehicle already in Texas, I want to say like Amarillo. We get in touch with Texas state troopers, and they end up making a stop. We recovered all the cigarettes, made four arrests, and all from California. I mean, but within 8 hours of the burglary happening, they were 8 hours away by vehicle, and we stopped them in Texas and recovered everything. It was great.
Those were some of the best days that I ever spent at the JPSO, and I'm sure they're the same for you. When you read that daily report and you can, and your men and women are connecting all the dots and making it happen on a day-by-day basis, I used to love those days.
Fun to open an email. That's great.
So. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sheriff Joe LoPinto, the Sheriff of Jefferson Parish. Congratulations, and keep up the huge success in crime fighting on the streets of our parish. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sheriff.
We'll be right back, folks. That was Sheriff Joe LoPinto of Jefferson Parish. Stay with us, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with the president and CEO of Entergy Louisiana, Philip May. Stay with us.